Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another fire breaking out overnight in Southern California, this one in the hills above Hollywood. ABC's Matt Gutman with more.
The Sunset Fire, fueled by this week's historic wind event in Los Angeles, igniting in the hills just north of Hollywood Boulevard. Firefighters blasting water into this apartment, trying to protect it. A fleet of helicopters swirling over the fire, dropping water. Residents facing gridlock as they try to evacuate down the narrow streets of the Hollywood Hills.
2,000 structures have been destroyed and 5 people have lost their lives. And not good news for those in Los Angeles. Another round of those strong Santa Ana winds expected tonight into tomorrow. Former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral will be held this morning at the National Cathedral in Washington. More than 46,000 Palestinians have been killed in the Israel-Hamas war, that number from the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. This is ABC News. Several states now joining a federal lawsuit over rent prices across the country.
The government is suing 6 major landlords, accusing them of illegally collaborating to raise rents nationwide. North Carolina is one of 10 states now joining the Justice Department, alleging these major property companies, operating more than 1 million housing units in 43 states, are using algorithms to set rents and share sensitive information with each other to reduce competition and boost profits.
That's ABC's Andrea Fuji. Bird flu has now been confirmed in North Texas. Officials say it's been found in a wild bird not far from Austin. This comes after the country's first human death from bird flu happened in Louisiana. President Biden has a new title, great-grandpa. His granddaughter, Naomi Biden Neal, gave birth to her first child, a boy, yesterday at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Biden believed to be the first sitting president to become a great-grandfather. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Hello, WRCL listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, 2 locations in downtown Richland Center.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a quiet start to our day around the region, although to the south are gearing up for a major snow and ice storm from Texas all the way up through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys over the next 36 hours. That one's going to rob most of the moisture, but there will be a separate front crossing Wisconsin tonight into early tomorrow. Could bring us at least some scattered light snow showers, leaving a dusting on the roadways and sidewalks overnight. So watch your travel conditions. Otherwise, we catch a break later tomorrow into Saturday before a larger low-pressure system sweeps in from the northern plains. That should bring some general light snow to most of our region throughout the day Sunday. Could bring us perhaps an inch or two, so enough to get the shovels out, and that'll be tapering down to flurries late Sunday night. We will have some strong northwest winds behind that going into Monday morning, causing a bit of drifting. Also, much colder air diving in early next week. It will definitely feel like the middle of winter. We'll see mainly dry conditions for several days next week. So today, look for bright skies early, then clouds gradually increase. High near 27, wind south to southeast up to 10. Overcast tonight with a good chance of scattered light snow showers by late evening, mainly just a dusting with a low of 18. Tomorrow, clouds mixed with some breaks of sunshine, still a bit warmer than normal with highs in the upper 20s. West-northwest wind around 10. Saturday should see increasing clouds, low at 13, high 25. Some light snow likely very late Saturday night. Sunday, look for cloudy skies with intermittent light snow, 1 or 2 inches possible through late Sunday night. Low near 20 with a high of 31 on Sunday. Monday, windy and much colder, chance of flurries early, then peaks of sun. Low 9, high of 15. Tuesday, frigid with some sunshine, still breezy, high of 17, warming to 29 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
8 degrees with some sunshine. Yesterday's high was 24. Record high 54 in 2002. Record low 25 below zero in 1977. Last year's high was 33, while the low was 31. Sunset will occur at 4:44 this afternoon. Tomorrow morning sunrise time will be at 7:33. South winds are at 2, barometer at 29.82. It's up slightly. No precipitation today. Sunny conditions after a low of 2 were at 8 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Sports Time, sponsored by Napa Auto of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the local and area high school sports schedule and a recap of a Bucks win last night.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Girls basketball tonight on the radio. Platteville is at Richland Center. We'll have the call of that one beginning with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show around 7:15. River Valley plays at Lancaster and Dodgeville at Prairie du Chien. In other girls' games, River Ridge at Highland, Adams Friendship at Mauston, Blackhawk travels to Barneveld, and Belleville is at Wisconsin Heights. Boys basketball, Weston travels to Center. Seneca, Kickapoo at Wazika Steuben, North Crawford visits Lafarge, Mineral Point at Riverdale, Darlington at Boscobel, Cuba City at Southwestern, and Fenimore at Iowa Grand. In the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Royal at Oneewoc Center, Cashton at Hillsboro, Bangor at New Lisbon. Westby travels to Viroqua in the Cooley Conference, and Reedsburg is at Portage and Baraboo at Sauk Prairie as well. Elsewhere, the Riverdale Triangular has been reduced to a duel. Fenimore will not be attending tonight at Riverdale Schools, but Cuba City Benton Southwestern will. They'll take on the Chieftains with wrestling to begin at 6:45. It will be Parents' Night. Parents will be introduced at 6:30. The Cashton duels are going on tonight. Cashton, Holman, New Lisbon, and Onalaska Luther will be involved. And at DeSoto, Arcadia, DeSoto, GET, Melrose Mindoro, and Hillsboro will compete. Speaking of wrestling, it's been a little while, but Richland Center's wrestling team will get back to action soon. I talked to Coach Silas Coleman about the team as they get ready for the January stretch.
I've been pretty pleased with how they've been wrestling. Each week they seem to be getting a little bit better, and that's all we can ask for, is that each week we get better. So that way when we get towards that regional time period, everyone's kind of wrestling their best then. So it's been a little while since we've wrestled since Bi-State, but I'm just hoping to continue to see that growth as we get closer to our duels on Friday night.
How did you fare at Bi-State, do you think?
Overall, I was happy. I think there was a lot of growing and learning that occurred with a lot of our guys, just because a lot of them had not experienced the Bi-State tournament before. You know, that's a huge term to go into, especially without any experience there. For some of our guys with more experience at that tournament, I was pleased with that. We had Braden Kleppe, Ethan Bodendine, and Ethan Haiti that made it to the second day, with Ethan Haiti eventually placing ninth. So I was happy with those results. Obviously would have loved to see those other two place as well, but just to make it to that second day is a huge thing at the tournament.
And as you get ready for this weekend, where are you going next with the Hornets?
So Friday night we are heading down to Prairie du Chien for our conference duels. We'll be taking the varsity and the girls team down there, get some wrestling in there. And then on Saturday, we're sending our JV wrestlers to the JV state qualifier in West Salem, and our girls will be wrestling in the Lee Griffin Invite in Kickapoo.
Well, let me ask you about having the conference duels. You've had them sometimes later in January. Do you like this scenario?
Yeah, so last year we kind of decided as conference coaches that we wanted to see this moved forward, just because with having it later in the year, we'd wrestle those duels on one Saturday, and then the next Saturday we're wrestling each other again at the Clash. So it just made more sense for us to move them ahead earlier in the year, just that way we can obviously get that competition in still, but then open up either a weekend just to kind of rest your guys, or to pick up an additional tournament later in the year, which was a huge benefit for us this year with having our Tolma tournament canceled and being able to pick up another tournament later on.
Richland Center head wrestling coach Silas Coleman. Good luck to the Hornets as they get set for the conference duel night at Prairie du Chien Friday night. Bowling scores from the Merchants League. Series high, Gurner Farms, 2,906. Richland Locker, 2,847. Goplin Insurance, 2,791. The top game, Gurner Farms, 995. Richland Locker, 994. Gauger Salvage, 971. Top series, Andy Keller, a 710. Jason Gurner, a 679. Isaac Davison, a 666. Top game, Steve Winger, a 266. Andy Keller, a 258. Isaac Davison with a 256. So some notes on the Merchants Bowling League from last night. Damian Lillard had 26 points and 8 assists. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 25 points, 16 rebounds, and 8 assists. And the Bucks beat the San Antonio Spurs 121-105. Brooke Lopez scored 22 points, including 17 in the first half. And A.J. Green and Gary Trent each added 14 as the Bucks won their second consecutive game after losing 4 of 5. Keldon Johnson scored 24 to lead the Spurs. Chris Paul added 18. Overall, Coach Doc Rivers was pleased, and he says Giannis's passing never ceases to amaze.
That's all we talk about. You make the game easy. If they want to help, hurt them. If they don't want to help, hurt them. And that's what we talk about all the time, and he's doing that. He's so patient. His passing, he's starting to bait guys to come at him so he can make passes. It's just fantastic.
Coach Rivers and the team gets ready for some Friday night action at Orlando after a pretty good defensive effort last night.
Minus the third quarter. The first 6 minutes in the third quarter, I thought we kind of let go of the rope for a second, and then we got it back. But you just have to play them, especially when that way. Otherwise, he'll kill you, and CP will kill you. And I just thought that was important, and we did that tonight.
Elsewhere in the NBA, Indiana over Chicago, 129-113. Philadelphia, 109. Washington, 103. Cleveland, 129. Oklahoma City, 122. Detroit over Brooklyn, 113-98. New York, 112. Toronto, 98. Portland, 119. New Orleans, 100. Denver, 126. And the Clippers, 103. Illinois beat Penn State, 91-52 in men's college basketball from the Big Ten. In Division III, men from the state of Wisconsin, Stevens Point over Whitewater, 86-67. Stout beat River Falls, 66-64. Platteville, 83. La Crosse, 75. Eau Claire over Oshkosh, 69-56. Packers quarterback Jordan Love was able to take part in Wednesday's practice for the wildcard round of the playoffs. Love tells reporters he's hopeful about his chances of playing against the Eagles Sunday. He lost feeling in his throwing hand after his second quarter fall against the Bears. Coach Matt LaFleur says Love could have returned if second stringer Malik Willis couldn't finish the game. Two dozen Wisconsin players have left the football program through the transfer portal, but at least one important player is staying. The Athletic is reporting cornerback Ricardo Hallman will stay in Madison for his fifth and final college season. Six seniors say they are coming back. Hallman didn't put up big numbers last season as a 12-game starter, but that's because other teams weren't throwing his way. Coach Luke Fickell's staff has added 19 players through the portal. One of them moving on is Tyler Van Dyke, moving on to SMU after his only season in Wisconsin. The quarterback's transfer destination was reported by multiple media outlets, and his agent congratulated him on social media. Van Dyke was a three-year starter at Miami. He transferred to Wisconsin after the 2023 season and won the starting job in preseason practice. He led the Badgers to two wins before tearing his anterior cruciate ligament in the loss to Alabama September 14th. SMU is expected to bring back 2024 starter Kevin Jennings as well. That's a look at sports today from WRCO. I'm Phil Nee.
New top-ranked teams on the hardwood, plus a look at the action coming up this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
The holidays are behind us, and that means we're into the meat of the winter sports season, including loads of conference matchups. Tuesday night was especially busy, with a total of 320 boys and girls basketball games on the schedule. After landing atop the Division II boys basketball coaches poll once again on Tuesday afternoon, Nicolet stumbled that night, falling 88-85 to North Shore Conference rival Slinger. The Owls got 32 points from sophomore star Jack Conan and 23 from his younger brother, freshman Joey Conan. There are a couple new top-ranked teams in the new WISSports.net Girls Basketball Coaches Poll this week. In D3, Oostburg takes over the top spot after Laconia went down to Kettle Moraine Lutheran in overtime on a Monday evening. Assumption suffered its first loss of the year last week against Pacelli and slips to third in this week's D5 poll. That allows defending champion Albany Monticello to move into the number one spot. The Space Stallions have a tough one Thursday night as they'll travel to rival Argyle Pecatonica, the fifth-ranked team in D4. Pewaukee is ranked number one in Division I, but got some bad news recently as it was revealed that junior Wisconsin recruit Giselle Janowski suffered a torn ACL that will sideline her for the rest of the season. Pewaukee travels to fourth-ranked Arrowhead on Saturday. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Our morning update continues with a flashback now, a vintage Paul Harvey program on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. They are here for you. Visit them in Richland Center today.
Now, the rest of the story. Picture this excavation site. Archaeologists all around, gently probing the earth, urging it to yield unmolested the remnants of another time and of a specific significant event. The artifacts that emerged from that site were modern by most archaeological standards. A section of hydraulic pipe, a throttle mechanism, most of a 12-cylinder internal combustion engine, and the fragments of an aircraft fuselage. That's right, the components of a single airplane. And not just any, but a World War II vintage Hurricane, a British Royal Air Force fighter plane whose final mission made history and whose final resting place was not quite final. What made her famous happened September 15, 1940. Her pilot, Sergeant Ray Holmes of Squadron 504, was prowling the skies, eyes peeled for the enemy, and he found what he was looking for. Three German Dornier bombers bound for a target he could not yet determine. Anyway, he unleashed his eight wing-mounted Browning machine guns on the first bomber, crippled her. Her crew was just bailing out as she rolled past him, spraying black oil on his windscreen. Still, he managed to draw the second Dornier into his sights, and again he fired, and again the enemy aircraft, belching smoke, rolled over and down. But there was that third bomber. And Sergeant Holmes, looking over his shoulder, could now tell where she was headed. He knew her target, and he was not about to let her reach it. So he pulled out front in a head-on attack, gripped the control column, poised at the firing button. A short burst through the cockpit window should do it. But, engaging his guns, he heard only a hissing sound from the breech blocks, and he knew in an instant he was out of ammunition. There was only a fraction of a second to decide what to do next. A fraction longer, Ray Holmes might not have done what he did, and what he did was to ram that German bomber. Maybe his own plane would just slice through her, he hoped. And he did manage to knock the tail assembly off his intended victim, sending her crew overboard in parachutes. So the Dornier spun in, never reached her target. But Holmes's Hurricane paid with her own life. Holmes himself bailed out, lived happily to the age of 90, but his valiant fighter plane, she spun out of control, crashed, hit the ground at 400 miles an hour, and stayed there, buried deep beneath the city street. Not some distant battlefield, but a paved intersection in the heart of London, from which the archaeologists would exhume her remains 6 decades later to enshrine them in the Imperial War Museum to honor the RAF fighter plane which intercepted Hitler's deadly pass. You see, before Ray Holmes caught her and killed her, that German bomber's mission was to destroy Buckingham Palace. And it has always been said that what history books call the Battle of Britain ended most gloriously September 15, 1940. But you know what they mean, because now you know the rest of the story.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
100.9 WRCO.
A golden pond full of fish. I bet you already caught everything in it. I bet you're making everybody laugh with your jokes. I know you're holding nothing but the best kind of hope, shining a light up there with a big old smile. Yeah, and meanwhile, down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. Still where my heart is, this down home kid. It's just how you left my still. Ain't that you gone, I wish you were here. But I hope I'm making you proud, cause I know you are there looking down home. There ain't a day down here that goes by that I don't climb up in my F-150 on the back row bumping Charlie Pride. Yeah, every song keeps you right here with me. I got a daughter now, I really wish you'd have met. Yeah, she's walking now, but I know you see every step. I wear the number 15 every chance I get. So when you're looking through the clouds, daddy, you can bet that down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, I put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, this down home kid. It's just how you left in my still. Ain't that you gone, I wish you were here. But I hope I'm making you proud, so know you are there. Everything, everything, everything's good down home. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, I put a nice little thing down home. It's still where my heart. Down home.
Tennessee Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in them Wranglers, barely getting in them. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dress to kill, to the nines. I got your back, and you got mine. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than our Georgia and Louisiana hair. Thicker than molasses from the patches to the seams. Stealing hearts is in our genes. Southern girls, we're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. Blessed by the cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits. How we got in them, that's some Tybo fitness. Little right kick, left kick, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high, give me, give me, give me.
Lauren Elena on WRCO. Coming up, we'll have our trivia question of the day. It's a toughie, so get ready for that. And we'll also have regular features, including guests on our WRCO morning show later on today. Also later on today, we'll be doing a little maintenance work, so there will be a time probably later this morning when we will be actually off the air for a few minutes as we make a couple of transitions and a couple of shifts. And it won't be my normal shift where I fall asleep and you know, the alarm goes off or something, but we will have a plan. So be aware of that. We have a song right now from a guy who's been through Richland Center a time or two, and a new release for Dan Lapine. Just getting started.
Expect a thing. Both on a losing streak when it came to the love game. But I hit it out of the park with you. I blinked once and years went by, but I won't let it make me blue. We're just getting started. While Smoky Mountain sunrise. Anything truly great takes time. And we're just getting started. You and I. You had a love that burned out fast. Like a fire that was bright, but just wasn't built to last. You needed a man for the long haul. Not another boy who tries to walk before he crawls. We're just getting started, you and I. We'll hike the Grand Canyon, fall asleep under the desert sky. Anything truly great.
Dan Lapine on WRCO, just getting started on a Thursday morning, the 9th of January. How fast time goes.
Hear him singing happy birthday. Better think about the wish I make. This year gone by ain't been a piece of cake.
Jimmy Buffett and Martine McBride on WRCO are up to 11 degrees now. We're doing better, looking toward a high of 27 today.
1,100. Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock. And don't forget, our feeder sale is this morning. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. Trivia Time is sponsored by TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. Stop by and see them soon. TriStar Gifts and More, supplying the prize, which you can win next. Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special. Identify this theme from an old TV Western, and you could be the winner today. If you know the answer. Do you know the answer, Hank?
Maybe.
Don't spew it out.
I'll not spew it.
Okay. 608-647-4155 if you know. Well, we don't have any winner yet as the Jane Deere girls, they fade out. Nobody we can congratulate yet. We've had guesses for lots of different Westerns over the years, including Laramie, several guessed that one, Paladin and High Chaparral, and The Big Valley, all among the guesses so far. And one gentleman said he guesses Cimarron Strip every time we do this. He said one of these times he's going to be right. Maybe. All right. Well, listen again. We'll play a little bit of this. It's a show that was on for a long time, from 1962 through 1971. And it's not Rawhide. That debuted this day in history, but that's got a definite theme. You'll hear it on the roundup each morning. 608-647-4155. Mystery solved today. Congrats to Ken Powell, who knew the right answer for Trivia Today. Yeah, it was a show that was on, it surprises me when I look it up that it was on that long, because I remember it as a kid, but I didn't remember that they were making new episodes that long. This is the theme from The Virginian. They made 249 episodes of that show, and a really good cast, starring James Drury, who was in some other shows throughout the years, Doug McClure, and Lee J. Cobb. the main people in that show, but lots went through as well as lots of guest stars on those Westerns over the years. And it was also television's first 90-minute Western as well, so it was on a long time. Hank tells me it's still on today. I've not seen it for a long time, but and I think maybe it was one of the first that was filmed in color, too, from that Western genre. So a lot of history with The Virginian, and thanks for playing trivia. Ken wins from our Thursday trivia sponsor, TriStar Gifts and More.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tap bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
If you have any stumps that need taking care of, give Titus Osborne a call today for a free estimate. Get that stump ground out before the end of the year. Titus has been grinding and removing stumps for over 7 years and is insured and ready to get to work for you. Your tree removal project shouldn't leave you stumped. Customer satisfaction is priority one. For fast, reliable, no-hassle service, call Titus Osborne at 604-7757, 608-604-7757 for all your stump removal needs.
I remember Doug McClure in a made-for-TV movie that I saw way, way back, and it must have been pretty popular because I remember them rerunning it several times on the CBS Movie of the Week or the Thursday Night Movie or whatever it was. But the film was called The Longest 100 Miles, and Doug McClure was in it. So was Catherine Ross, who played an army nurse, and Ricardo Montalban as a priest. But I just remember it because it was, as a youngster, it kind of enthralled me because they were trying to escape during the war, the Japanese invasion of the Philippines, and they put together this old rattletrap bus. They got it running again, and they were trying to get to safety in this old creaky bus. So, yeah, and I looked it up. I think you can get it on DVD, but it's probably an import. I'm not sure why that one was never released or officially released. But, yeah, called The Longest 100 Miles. Doug McClure, the star of that one. Many years ago when I was a weenie, I still remember it. Here's Jared Neiman.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Whoa, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Whoa, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Well, the truth, yeah, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, there was a time, old woman, when you used to shake it for me. But now, all you do is just treat me cold. Ain't gonna take it no more, gonna walk out the door.
lover, lover, lover. You don't treat me no good no more. No good no more, 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 more. Lover, lover, lover. You don't treat me no good no more. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I wait up for you lover, almost lover, every night.
You don't treat me
and
no
I'm hurt
no more.
So bad, cause you don't treat me right.
Jared Neiman on WRCO. Coming up in the first part of the morning show, we'll talk about retracing our family history. And an author by the name of Karen Hodges Miller has made her family story into a new book, which is pretty cool, pretty fascinating. And we'll also have some consumer protection tips a little bit later on as well. Coming up during the talk part of our program this morning, here are the Statler Brothers.
Passed me by one summer day, flashed those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did need you before.
I said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew Mary Lou.
That we
never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away. I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you couldn't tighten. That's all I need to see for me to say.
I said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew Mary Lou
that
we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Phil Neon, I hope all of your trails are happy. Until we talk again later with Community Conversation on the Morning Show. Right now, WRCO-FM in Richland Center, it is 13 degrees at 9 o'clock. News this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center,